You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Magic and the Cleveland Cavaliers. We turn to our good friend, Sam Amico from HoopsWire.com. Again, he is on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Hi, Sammy.
Samuel.
Hi, guys. How are you doing?
We are doing great. You ready for game three? What do you think?
I'm probably pretty close to ready, yeah.
Okay. So are you taped up? Are you stretched out?
That's good to know.
Did you get your free throws? Little, get the lactic acid fluid flowing?
I got to get a little more stretching in, but other than that, I think I'm good.
Hey, make sure your fingers are good because you got to type. We got to get good stuff out of you. Hoopsware. What do you think of tonight's game? Because I seem to be on an island for this one. I'm curious what you think.
Yeah, I mean, anytime they always say, right, a series doesn't start until both teams have played a home game. So here we go. And, you know, the one thing that we've seen in this series so far is that Orlando cannot shoot from the perimeter very well, which, you know, kind of was a little bit of a problem during the season. But now, I mean, there are some wide open opportunities for them that they just have not been able to knock down. I expect that to change when you play a game at home. You're a little more comfortable in your own arena. So with that in mind, you know, things could go differently, be a lot closer. I really don't think we're going to get a feel for it until they actually play the game because, you know, the Cavs, in January were one team, and I felt like I was covering one team in January, and then came the post All-Star break, and it seemed like I was covering a different team. So, you know, the regular season, the way they finished, kind of leaves you open to some doubts here going into game three. At the same time, Orlando has not led in this series, and you can see the Cavs' experience shining through.
How could the Cavs mess it up, Sam? And I don't think they will, and I don't necessarily think they can, because I think they're a better team than Orlando.
Yeah, it would be tough for them to mess it up. And I think, you know, the one thing that's kept them in this, or that's made them dominate this series, is their defense. Obviously, holding Orlando, you know, hasn't been able to hit 90 points in either game. And the Cavs haven't been dynamite by any stretch offensively. Defensively, they have. And even Donovan Mitchell after the last game, especially Mobley and Allen, Donovan Mitchell challenged them after the last game and said, you know, that both have had great series so far. He said, don't just let it stay in Cleveland. Bring that game with you to Orlando. Allen's obviously been a terror underneath in terms of rebounding. Both of them have been able to, you know, Orlando, like I said, can't hit outside shots, and Allen Mobley have made their lives inside very difficult, even though the Magic have great size. So I think the one thing that the Cavs, you know, they have to keep it going defensively because they're still not, it doesn't seem like they've been, you know, real super cohesive and putting up great numbers offensively. It's their defense that has really made them put them in the lead in this series and really made Orlando a non-threat.
Yeah, there really haven't been any, like, the what I think about when I think about the series is that we can talk about Garland playing well, we can talk about Mitchell playing well, but I don't really have these vivid memories of watching them play well together on the floor. It's been like, well, when Mitchell's playing really well, Garland just stands back a little bit. And I'll be honest with you, when you're using the big guys and they're making plays underneath the glass, I'm good with it.
Yeah, right. And you're right, Andy. They have not looked, Mitchell and Garland, when on the floor together, haven't looked bad. They right. just haven't been looked. What you expect or hope for, right?
Yeah.
I think the other thing, too, is you're really going to need some scoring, or at least the threat of some scoring from the bench. Now, J.B. Bickerstaff obviously only using three guys. First game he used off the bench, and then the first game he used four. Sam Merrill played a few minutes. But you're talking, you know, George Nyang, Caris LeVert, and Isaac Okoro coming off the bench. And they've all had decent series. They just haven't been scoring. Okoro's looked really good. I think that you're hoping to get more point production from LeVert. You need George Nyang or Max Strus to make some outside shots. That's why you went out and got them this last offseason. They haven't done that so far. So I think the Cavs will win if they get one of those guys, whether it's LeVert, Nyang, or Strus, to put up, you know, 10, 15 points anyway, and really give them the boost they need offensively.
You just mentioned the thing I was going to ask you about next, Sam. You brought in Max Strus, you brought in George Nyang to lengthen the bench a little bit. You know, clearly, that's what you had in mind. You also brought them in to hit some three-point shots, and that's not happening so far. How big of a problem is that? How big of a problem could it be? Is it essential for the Cavaliers to get out of this series that those guys warm up?
Yeah, you need to get them going. They need to get going. And that's critical, like you said, if they move beyond this first round, which most people expect them to do. But you're not going to get much further if your outside shooters aren't knocking them down. And, you know, Mitchell, I think, was 2 of 8 last game from three. Garland did a decent job shooting from three. Pretty nice third quarter. But, yeah, Strus and Nyang and Merrill, when he plays, when those guys are out there, that's why they brought you here, to knock those down, especially at this time of year. So, you know, for the Cavs, hopefully one of these games against the Magic, one of them will get into a rhythm and start hitting those shots. And I do think it's vital. You know, Caris LeVert's done a really nice job defensively. I do think it's vital that he gets going one of these games, whether, you know, it doesn't have to be a 30-point night, but 15 to 20-point range, and just gets in the flow. He seemed a little bit out of it, which is interesting because he had the best series last year against the Knicks. So one of those guys off the bench, or Strus, needs to start hitting here soon.
Sammy, how do you feel about the upgrade in physical play during the playoffs? I know we talk about this every year, but I don't think it's – I think the Cavs, if they learned one thing from the Knicks last year, they learned that, and that's – they haven't been afraid of the physical play in the first two games, and I just think it's one of the catalysts to the reason they're up 2-0.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, that was – they heard the same narrative we did all season after that Knicks series. And it was a point of emphasis going into the playoffs. Orlando's got great size. You know, I mean, you're talking the starting front line of 3'6'10 or 6'11 guys and Jonathan Isaac and all-star Paolo Banchero and Franz Wagner. So, and then they bring Mo Wagner and Wendell Carter off the bench. So, I mean, they're a really big team. And the Cavs knew that going into the series that, hey, you know, let's put that narrative to bed. Let's show that we're not going to be pushed around or out-physicaled or outsized underneath the basket. They've done an excellent job of that so far. So, you know, so far so good. Again, can you do it on the road? Can you play that style on the road when the Magic are certainly going to have more energy at home? Obviously, remains to be seen.
Sam, I think it's really interesting. And Sam Amico joining us from HoopsWire.com. You can read all of Sam's coverage of the playoffs, the NBA, the Cavaliers, HoopsWire.com. I think it's really interesting that Jared Allen caught some grief last year when he said the lights were a little too bright for us against the Knicks. Man, has he responded. what is he doing? Is he doing anything differently, or is he just carrying over what we've seen him do at times in the regular season into the playoffs?
Yeah, I think that he was motivated and determined a little bit by the lights are too bright comment, you know. But I would say right now he's just staying within himself and playing how he knows to play, you know, and he showed during the regular season, really career year for him, just carried over the playoffs and really just playing with a great amount of energy. And, you know, I don't know that he's doing a whole lot differently other than he just happens to be averaging 19 rebounds a game in the first two games. So I think that's been a big point of emphasis for him is crashing the glass and then contributing offensively without needing the ball, which is basically his game.
Sammy, what did you think of the Miami game last night as they were able to beat Boston by 10?
I think I was with everybody else. You're stunned. You know, without Jimmy Butler to go into Boston and win a game two after getting dominated in game one, if you're the Celtics, you know, you won the Eastern Conference by 14 games, which was the most since like 1976 anybody's won a conference. And yet they came into the playoffs. People weren't considering them up there as dominant as, you know, the 2018 Warriors or the 2016 Cavs. I mean, this was a team that had a lot of question marks. And now, you know, you're looking at a series that could linger, that if you're Boston, you should have been able to put this away pretty quickly. I just don't know. I have not picked Boston to come out of the East in anything I've done, whether it's been with you guys, on the website, wherever, only because of this reason. And Miami, look, just this is when they play their best every year, thanks to Eric Spoelstra, I think.
What do you think about the West? Anybody going to beat Denver? Oklahoma City has such a really nice young team, Sam, but I don't know that they're ready.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's hard to pick against the Nuggets just because, obviously, they look so playoff savvy, overcoming a 20-point deficit against the Lakers with really their stars not playing that well until the end, Jamal Murray playing well at the end. I think it's a long shot, really, even though they finished with, you know, they didn't finish with the number one seed. And you're right about the Thunder. Really nice, young, upcoming team. But it's veteran teams that tend to advance historically in the postseason. And I think that's what gives the Nuggets a pretty clear edge. You know, you look at teams like the Clippers and Mavs are probably going to go seven. The Minnesota Timberwolves, really nice year, but again, a little bit of youth there. It's hard to pick anybody but Denver coming out of the West. And Phoenix Suns, what a mess. They were supposed to be the team to beat, and just look terrible against Timberwolves so far.
All right, Sam, prediction on tonight's game?
I am going to go with the Cavs by 7. for you gamblers out there, I'll throw in the point spread.
And then,
but I'll just say the Cavs, it's going to be a lot closer. I think Orlando's going to take their first lead in the series. But I just think in the end, you know, whoever has the best player on the floor, especially at this time of year, tends to win the game regardless of where it is. And I think one of those guys that we talked about, whether it's Strus, Niang, LeVert, you know, somebody's going to get going, and your role players are always the biggest reason you can win on the road. So I'll go with the Cavs, and then they'll take care of it on Saturday with a sweep.
Oh, Sam Amico and Andy Baskin thinking exactly alike. That's why you
Boy,
are
that's
truly
troubling.
Good
that
luck.
Is
luck,
a friend
Sam.
Of the show.
Good
Thank
good
you,
luck,
Sam.
Sammy.
All right, guys. We'll talk to you soon.
He is Sam Amico. Make sure you're reading him. Hoopswire.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.